The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
This episode of the Apex Radio Show is dedicated to the memory of Nelson Frazier, also known as Mabel and Big Viscera.
My name is Bryce Rensburg, and I am the world's most handsome independent wrestling referee. And whenever I'm on the internet, I make sure I make it my business to check out Apex Radio on the Shining Wizards Network. It's my most favorite network. It's my most favorite radio on my most favorite internet. And you should do the same.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Now, did I get delivered here? Somebody tell me, please. This whole world confusing me. Clouds as mean as you've ever seen. Ain't a bird who knows your tune. Then a little voice inside you whispers.
Hello, and a gracious good day to you once again, my friends. You are, of course, listening to the Apex Radio Show.
The most electrifying
podcast
in sports entertainment today.
I am, as always, your humble host, the Stickman, and welcome to another inestimable episode. Today's guest, of course, as you may have guessed from that little bumper at the beginning, is Chikara's senior official, the one and only Bryce Rimsburg, as I like to call him, the man with the niftiest Facebook cover picture of all time. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It is awesome. We talked today with Mr. Rimsburg about what's been going on with Chikara lately, where they went, and their awesome comeback on May the 25th. I'm not going to keep you guys in suspense for too much longer, but of course, as always, hang around after the interview for our local indie news. And with that, let's get to it.
And now, on to our story.
Yes, on to our story!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Bryce Rimsburg. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. I'm here with the one and only Bryce Rimsburg, the man with the absolute niftiest Facebook cover photo I've ever seen in my entire life. How are you, sir?
I'm well, and what a stirring rendition of an introduction. I can safely say I've never been introduced like that before in my life. I think That's a good promotion for my Facebook. That's free right there. Hopefully get a couple of friend requests out of the deal.
Awesome. Well, we at Apex are nothing if not unique and different, and that's the nicest thing people have said about us anyway. Well, listen, let's start from the very beginning. Since it's the first time you've been on our show, I'm going to start with the absolute basic softball question. When did you first get interested in wrestling?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I play, when I go to the batting cages, I put it on softball because I'm not very good, so I'm perfectly okay with this method of interrogation. I was probably 7 or 8, of course. It was, you know, it was the Ultimate Warrior. It was the Macho Man Randy Savage in his castles and his ridiculous outfits and these guys that were, you know, to a kid that were larger than life and were doing things that you shouldn't be able to do, jumping off the top rope and you know, being able to extract revenge on your enemies with double axe handles, you know, like this is the greatest thing in the world to me at that age. And I went to a couple of house shows and then I got hooked. I was going to Raw's and even before Raw, actually, it was a primetime wrestling taping in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And from there on out, I was hooked thousands and thousands of dollars. If I could have the money I spent on Vince McMahon's company from, I'd say, like 1991 until 98, in one lump sum, I could probably buy a house, but I'll never get it back. I do have my chair from WrestleMania 15, which it really confuses my wife now as to why it says the Raging Climax on it, which I don't understand really the marketing there. But I have a chair that says that in my basement. So, yeah, no, I was a big, big fan. Around 98 or 99, probably, I discovered the indies, and that's a whole new world. I mean, that's being a big fan of Nickelback, I'll keep it Canadian for you, and then finding out about the Bare Naked Ladies, another Canadian band. You know, this smaller band that isn't as popular and in some people's eyes might not be as cool, and a lot of people don't know about it, but to you, it's the best. You know, you go to their concerts and you can be right there, right up close to the stage, and you can make eye contact with the performers, and you're not an entire arena away, and that's kind of how I felt about the Indies. And, you know, that's a lot of what, you know, we try to maintain as part of Chikara's charm. Currently, you know, whenever possibly, like, to not have guardrails at our events, you know, have the seats as close to the ring as possible without being a safety hazard, especially for children. You know, kids getting in free. Once in a while, kids will get in the ring after the show. That happens. You know, try to really capture that experience. Because when I was a kid, I think about when I was that age, like, that was the coolest thing in the world. I could go in a ring. I can touch the bottom rope. I can touch someone's championship belt. Like, that's the coolest thing in the world. And these little moments, these little experiences that we at Chikara really, really try to not take for granted, because most all of us were wrestling fans and kids once.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wrestling show you can enjoy without binoculars.
Exactly. Exactly. Very, very. And for the ants, you might need a magnifying glass. But that's another story.
No. Ants and magnifying glasses don't get along very well, as I.
No, that's true. They would appreciate that. Maybe for those pesky extreme force guys.
There you go. No argument from me there. So, natural segue, of course, as you already did, you started getting involved with the wonderful world that is Chikara that we all know and love. Wow. I mean, I know you've done some referee work for some other great feds like Shimmer and that sort of thing. How specifically did you get involved with Chikara?
As my love affair with the indies grew, there were two of my favorite wrestlers that I always would go to the indie show if they were in town. Were two guys by the name of Reckless Youth and Mike Quackenbush.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to open a wrestling school about an hour from where I was going to college in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and they call it the Chikara Wrestle Factory. And these are the earlier days of the internet and wrestling really coming into their own, especially at least from at my age. And wow, like these guys are opening a wrestling school an hour from here, and they're my favorite wrestlers. And I never really believed that I wanted to go into wrestling for sure, but I mean, if they're running a school, I got to go check it out, so... They hold an open house. I drive up to Allentown, Pennsylvania from, I was going to Temple University in Philadelphia. And, you know, it's great. These guys here are not big, dumb jocks. These are not, you know, tattooed guys. Well, they first had tattoos, but not as many at the time. But these guys are comic book nerds and comedy nerds and music nerds and pop culture nerds and all these other things that are kind of like the kind of people that I get along with in high school and college in my real life. And, like, not your prototypical wrestler, not... What your grandma thinks of as, you know, these big muscled up guys. Like, these guys were not those guys, and I got along with them immediately. I remember absolutely meeting Hollow Wicked Ultra Mantis, Mr. Zero and Icarus that day. And you know, this is for me, and I couldn't right. wait to throw down my down payment and start training as soon as possible. And by the time the first Chikara event rolled around on May 25th, 2002, I wasn't quite ready to debut as a referee, but I was the ring announcer. You may ever dig up that archaic event on DVD. I was the ring announcer that night.
I have that, and I've seen it.
Yeah, and that's it, man. Like, you know, I was in the ring wearing a way too big suit, holding a microphone, announcing a wrestling show. Like, that was all I needed. I was in. I was hooked. You know, I was a part of the show. My parents came to watch me ring announce, you know, and to see what I was up to. And, like, that was it. I was hooked. That was the best. Like, I was a part of the show now, and that's all I needed, you know.
Very cool. You have more hair than I do, so.
Ring announcing CM Punk that night somehow. That happened on my first night in the business.
Definitely something to put on the CV for sure.
Sure.
And like I was saying, you had more hair than I did, which was something to be seen.
Yeah, much, much more. I didn't have a whole lot then, but I had more than I have now. So there's a lot of emotions that are evoked by watching those old clips.
I feel you, my follicle brother. I feel you. So you could tell right from the beginning that Chikara was something different. It definitely broke the mold. That's fairly obvious.
Definitely. definitely. I mean, wrestling as it is embraces the ridiculousness, embraces, you know, how do you win a fight by Irish whipping a guy off the ropes? You don't. It's wrestling's ridiculous. It's silly. It's preposterous. And Chikara takes that ridiculousness of wrestling that's already on a 9 or a 10 and puts up to 11 or 12. Really embrace the wackiness. Embrace what's you know, wrestling isn't real life. Wrestling is an escape from real life. And Chikara is an escape from wrestling. So, you know, 2 degrees of separation. We all have, you know, been using Chikara for 12 years now to escape the humdrum realities of office jobs and, you know, unfortunate family times for some of us. Chikara absolutely is a notch off the beaten path, but at the same time, I believe that it's wrestling for everybody. It's wrestling for the non-wrestling fans. Countless times I've taken my non-wrestling friends and invited them to come see a show, and they've ended up having a good time. Like, it's not... I don't think Chikara has the bad stigma that pro wrestling necessarily has in the world. And I think that's pretty cool. That's part of what I love about it.
And myself included. And as I mentioned to one Mr. Mike Quackenbush when I talked to him a couple of years ago, one of the things that personally for me is great about Chikara is the intense work that Chikara puts into the story, which a lot of other wrestling companies, certain WWE something company, for instance, doesn't seem to do anymore. And I mean, that gets a lot of people hooked and keeps a lot of people interested.
Sure. It's not, you know, you can enjoy an event on its own and enjoy the athleticism and the characters, or you can enjoy it on another level and follow along with us. And, you know, the intricate storyline that, you know, the major storyline we just are in the middle of now, or actually, you know, over the hump with it, but, you know, the seeds were planted for this 5 or 6 years ago. It's pretty crazy that, you know, this is like next level Lost stuff. Yes, if you enjoy that's much appreciated, because it's a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of detail go into it, trust me.
Well, I would tell you the same thing I told him. Chikara and its wonderfulness has made a wrestling fan out of a very jaded wrestling fan again.
That's great to hear. That's in many cases, ignorance is our greatest obstacle. A few, there's got to be some more of those out in the world. We got to find them and get Chikara in front of their eyes. And, you know, that's a big part of our slogan, our motto this year is tell a friend. You know, if you like Chikara and you have friends with like-minded interests in you, good chance they just might like Chikara too. So bring them to a show, show them a DVD, show them a podcast, tell a friend, and let's build this fun-filled Lucha Super Party brick by brick.
That's how I got into it. A friend told me, and I hope to do the same with our humble but proud following.
Pay it forward. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. No, thank you. So now you mentioned, of course, the storyline you're in the middle of right now. I would try to explain it to our listeners, but I know I'm going to fail miserably. I don't want to say succinctly, because there's nothing succinct about it, but I guess as well as you can, and believe me, we have all the time that you have to do it, can you maybe explain what happened to – I mean, Chikara was gone for quite a while. What happened?
An evil conglomerate bought Chikara a couple years ago. The owner of this conglomerate, which is called the Tidor Conglomerate, Conrad Vavasor, put his son in charge. His name was Wink Vavasor. Wink Vavasor was an idiot. He didn't understand wrestling. He was just, you know, kind of a pawn. His dad just gave it to him for something to do, and he pretty much was very, very inept at running a wrestling company. He was the director of fun, so to speak, and he was kind of a smarmy, arrogant guy, and he wasn't very much fun.
Right.
Eventually, you know, I guess his dad had enough of it and shut the whole thing down. And with the help of some outside forces who have come to light more recently, they shut down our Anniversario event at the Trocadero Theater in Philadelphia. They you know, straight up in the middle of the main event, Ikaros had Eddie Kingston and Chikara special. It would appear as if he were eyelashes away from winning the Grand Championship. And they knocked the stage down. They hauled Ikaros and Eddie and I out of the ring. And that was it. Chikara was done. Chikara was dead. And Chikara was over. Or so we thought.
Wow. Yes.
And then about 8 months later, almost to the day, after an intense, you know, there's a video series called The Ashes of Chikara, which is going to be released all together as a package coming up here in a couple of months. we found the story that, you know, Icarus went on this path of redemption. You know, a lot of people were content to let Chakarif die, but Icarus was not, and he had to basically go around everybody one at a time and rebuild this and hold rallies at the Rocky Fairs, and we had a scavenger hunt throughout the city of Philadelphia. It turned into kind of a sort of alternative reality game, you know, just this, our own universe being created. We had a rally in a park. We set up a ring in the middle of a park and had one match. And it was obvious to us through Icarus and through what he was, you know, his I Am Chakara movement, that Chakara was not dead. And it was something worth fighting for. So about February 1st of this year, National Pro Wrestling Day, just a few weeks back, the Chakara Super Forces, they got together, and they, as a ruse, they went undercover to infiltrate the big evil group we now know as the Flood, which it appears as Jimmy Jacobs is their de facto brain trust. I'm sure we'll learn more about that in the coming weeks and months. But, you know, the Chakara, the Technicos, the heroes got together, they banded together. And, of course, Chakara has always been the story. The sum of our parts were worth so much more. When we all get together and work together, there's no stopping what we can accomplish. And they ran off the evil forces, and they stood tall, and Icarus announced, "Tell the world Chakara's coming back, because it's been bought." Chakara's been bought by the Bergdorf Galleries in Portland, Maine, who's owned by a gentleman by the name of Robbie Ellis, who used to be a professional wrestler that would come play with us sometimes, a very wise, intelligent, wealthy man. So we are back, and it all starts again on Sunday afternoon, May 25th in Easton, Pennsylvania. Already 800-plus tickets have been sold to our return event, you know, without one match or talent being announced. It's just a very exciting time to be part of Chakara, very exciting time to be a part of Chakara fan, be a Chakara fan. And it's a good time to get reacquainted. It's a good time to get in on the ground floor. It's going to be a bit of a reboot, a bit of a relaunch here. And obviously there's a rich history to catch up on, but good time to get on the ground floor and join us here as season 14 moves forward, starting on May 25th.
Season 14. Wow. And I know I, for one, am definitely going to be looking forward to it. Just stepping back a little bit, we talked to Icarus on this show a couple of years ago. And, well, suffice it to say, I suppose you can figure he was the Icarus that we thought we all knew and I don't want to say loved, but understood
sure.
at the time. And now
tolerated.
There you go. Tolerated. Did not get ill over. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And now, of all people, when Chakara seemed to be down and out, Icarus was the one issuing that rallying cry. Did that surprise you at all, that of all people it was Icarus?
Yes, it did. I mean, Icarus, you know, he's a jerk. He's but I believe deep down, when, and I would have said this a year ago, when the chips are down, Icarus is a loyal supporter. Icarus believes in Chakara. Icarus loves Chakara, and it just, you know, he had a moment. He realized that something of this great importance needed his attention, and he gave it his attention. And if it weren't for Icarus, I don't know if we'd be talking right now. I don't know if Chakara would be back. But I'm definitely suppose I'm glad he did. I'm not sure I can trust him as far as I can rub his tattoo off his back, but I won't discount his efforts, and I appreciate them, and I'm excited for Chakara to be back on May 25th and beyond. You know, an entire summer of events is planned, and it's going to be a good time to get out there and see some old faces in some old cities and some new cities too.
Well, hey, that's going to be something to very much look forward to. And, of course, something else that I don't think too many people saw coming, and I'm not going to give too much away for the people who haven't seen it, but 3.0 and Archibald Peck had a big part in helping turn away the forces of evil, if you will.
Oh, you can give that away. They drove up in a freaking DeLorean. It was awesome. I had goosebumps. People were going crazy. People were shrieking. There were fans in the building in tears. They were so excited. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. For what that DeLorean cost, believe me, we could tell everyone about that DeLorean. It was crazy. It was awesome. And, yes, here they are back, you know, back to the future. Marshy Archie saves the day, and touching moment, him hugging Mr. Cutsdown after it all went down. I mean, exciting times, like I said, and no better time to be a Chakara fan than now.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. So, I don't even know where to go from there. That I'm still thinking about what I was feeling when I saw that, and a term I don't use for myself very often, but I legitimately marked out at that moment.
Sure. It's an exciting time. I mean, I think a lot of us were marking out, so to speak.
I think I scared everybody in the house when that DeLorean pulled up. And now, May 25th, like you said, there haven't even been any matches announced, and ticket sales are just amazing.
Yeah, 29 states, 4 countries, fans coming from England, Australia, Canada, and I said 29 states, not even a town announced, not even a match announced. For all you know, it's going to be me sleeping in the ring for 3 hours, and boy, are 800 people going to be disappointed. But yeah, no, really exciting times. We're overwhelmed by the support and the outcry of what's going on that weekend. And, we're already looking to add events. We already had an event called the Chikara Expansion Pack, which is going to feel a lot like a fan conclave, but with a new twist. Really a great time to interact and meet and greet and Q&A and autographs and pictures, and we're going to play games, we're going to have a trivia contest, and Gavin's going to play some music, and we're going to have a bonus match, and it's going to be just that the next level Chikara experience there called the Expansion Pack. That'll start 2 hours before the You Only Live Twice event on May 25th, and it's going to be a party. There's no other way to say it.
Very cool. I mean, I was just going to say, rather than a wrestling event, that sounds to me more like an old-style street party.
Yeah. We would have it outside if we could, actually. It's probably pretty nice by then. I'm sick of all this snow, I got to tell you. So the thought of May 25th is very appealing right now.
Oh, definitely. And as I also said to Mr. Mike Quackenbush, it's on my bucket list to see him wrestle in person, and I hope one of these times you guys will be able to make your way back up here to Canada.
I certainly wouldn't rule it out. It was by no means a failure. We visited the Greater Toronto Area and Ottawa back in 2012 and had some great memories there. So I most certainly wouldn't rule it out. Great. Obviously, if everyone's as polite as you, we need to make it a priority.
Well, I'm Canadian. It's in the blood, you know. That.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I think you have a beautiful country. Toronto's one of the cleanest major city I've ever been to. It's beautiful.
I don't often hear that about Toronto. Wow, that's cool. I hear a lot of things, but that's not usually what I hear first and foremost.
I was able to take in a baseball game at the Sky Dome over the summer with my wife. It was lovely.
There you go. First major wrestling event I ever went to was at the Sky Dome. So,
that's awesome.
Piece of trivia. There you go. Well, Bryce, I appreciate you taking some time on your cold and windy commute home to talk to us.
My pleasure.
It's been wonderful, and we look forward to seeing you on the 25th.
Most certainly, and keep your eyes peeled at ChikaraPro.com, Chikara101.com. A lot of new and exciting announcements coming your way between now and then to keep it interesting and exciting. But, yeah, all roads lead to East Pennsylvania, May the 25th. It's going to be a party. Can't wait to see you all there.
Now, there's two questions quickly before I let you go that we ask every Apex guest, especially their first time on. First one is a fan question, and the fan is living in the same house as me, so I have to ask this one every time.
Oh, fair enough. That seems like there might be some favoritism going on there, but that's okay.
Absolutely. I don't deny it. I never will. What's your favorite Muppet and why?
Muppet?
Yeah.
My favorite Muppet and why? Oh, man. I have to go with the Great Gonzo. I would say Dr. Teeth, but he's a little bit of a lower level character. But I appreciate Gonzo's gusto always. He never hesitates to go for it. And I respect a lot about Gonzo.
That's awesome. Our first Gonzo. Everyone usually goes for the Kermit, but I like that.
Yawn. Boring.
And the second question: Bryce Remsburg's career sadly is over tomorrow. You're hanging up the ref shirt. You're done. You're going to write your memoirs. What do you call the book?
Bryce Remsburg likes you as a friend and maybe more. Or maybe a yearbook sentiment like have a neat summer or something like that.
Or the favorite Canadian sentiment, may all your blues be Labatt's.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
That's the standard.
I like that a lot.
It's the standard Canadian yearbook signature.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we ever cross paths up your way again, I might have to take you up on that.
Definitely, and I will take you taking me up on that.
All right, fair enough, sir.
Bryce Remsburg, thank you very much, and good luck on the 25th. Don't get hurt.
My pleasure. I shall do my best. Thanks for having me.
And thanks again, Bryce. I know I'm Canadian. I say thank you all the time. It's part of the package. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for an entertaining and a darn funny interview. Good luck on the 25th, as I said. And I for one, can't wait to have you back on again sometime. All right. Now we go to a few quick messages from some friends of the show.
Transport yourself back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury. They take you on a journey to the last old school generation to discuss pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture, all from South Street in Philadelphia. Past guests include the original on-screen Chucky, Ed Gale, Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and more. Broadcasting at 5-4 Central on Geek Life Radio. Available on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher Radio, and for the Shining Wizards Network at SWN.ShiningWizards.com. Take that trip back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury, a WLW Studios production.
This is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to Apex Radio on the Shining Wizards Network.
Let's face the facts, you're just like us. You're the type of person that enjoys heavy metal music, professional wrestling, a cognac every once in a while. That means you get blackout drunk. So we did you a favor by creating a show called Neckbreaker Podcast, which celebrates and discusses the greater things in life, the finer things in life.
Wrestling headlines, metal news, and guest interviews while your hosts and guests slam drinks. We've already interviewed Eric Bischoff, Fit for an Autopsy, Power Glove, pro wrestler Brian Fury, and many more. New episodes premiere every 2 weeks on neckbreaker.net, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on the Shining Wizards Network. Or if you're really lazy, just follow our drunk updates on Facebook and Twitter at NB Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
And beers.
And ooh.
Hey guys, this is Overweight Larry, and I'm just curious. Do you like professional wrestling? Well, I do. And when I want to hear about the good, the bad, and the ups and the downs, I tune into my friends at the Shining Wizards Podcast. They know everything about everything, and if they don't, well, they just make it up. It's actually kind of funny. Sometimes when I like to listen, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and the sweet sound of their full voices just puts me in a happy place. Shining Wizards is on the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Please tune in, because even when wrestling's bad, these guys are still pretty damn good. Tune in for some wrestling talk. And talk about wrestling.
A message from Dr. Tom Pritchard.
If you're looking to learn the art form of professional wrestling, if you want a place to go where everybody knows what they're doing, Body Slammers in Ottawa, Canada's the place to be. You can learn how to wrestle. You can learn how to bump. You can learn how to do anything you want in this profession. You want to be the best? Body Slammers is the place to go. Ottawa, Canada, that is your information center. Body Slammers, go there if you want to learn.
For more information on Body Slammers Pro Wrestling Gym, check out www.bodyslammerscanada.ca online, or check out their group on Facebook.
Hello, all you Funkophiles and Funkophilettes. This is the one and only guru of the grappling groove, the Wolfman Jack Foley himself, telling you to listen in on the Shining Wizards Podcast Network to hear Wolfie and his freaky friends delivering the funniest and finest in funkery to the Mac-loving masses. There's our old buddy Shyman.
Don't be a ham.
Miss Mabel Murphy.
Naughty.
Mr. Nick Nails.
Now I'm going to split your lips to the side of your face.
And our newest funky friend, Overweight Larry. So listen in, and always remember to keep those funk levels at a maximum. The forms and funk radio spectacular. It's always funky fresh.
Oh!
Hey everyone, JJ Piedra here, and I'm inviting you to check out Pulse In Radio. If you're into video games, technology, anime, or anything geek culture, Pulse In Radio has you covered. You can visit us at pulseinradio.com, follow us on Twitter at pulsein, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/pulseinradio. Be sure to check us out, and Godspeed.
Now we move on to that great segment you all know and love, the Indie News. All right. First off, this Sunday, February 23rd, at 137 City View Drive in Etobicoke, Ontario, at the 227 Lounge, it's just outside of Toronto, Smash Wrestling presents Danger Zone. Doors at 4 p.m., bell time 5 p.m. Tickets start at $20. For ticket info, visit www.smash-wrestling.com. And I would advise you to do it quickly because tickets are going like crazy. They're almost gone. If you want to get your tickets ahead of time, you better hurry up and get them. Here's some of the matches they got listed. There's a ladder match. Former tag team partners and bestest buddies, Brent Banks versus a previous guest of ours, Rocksteady Alex Vega. That is going to be one hellacious match because these two really don't like each other anymore. As publicized, there's going to be a ladies triple threat match. Vanessa Craven and Zandra Bale are going to be taking on former TNA Knockouts champ, former WWE Divas champ, Mickey James. As I said, that's going to be a triple threat match. That's going to be, it's a real clash of styles. No pun intended, TNA, but that should be another great one as well. Scotty O'Shea is going to be taking on former TNA X Division champ, Jay Lethal. Oh my goodness, I don't know how they manage to stack up such great talent, but they do. Tag team action. The Overdogs are going to be taking on the Super Smash Brothers. Matthew Saint-Jacques is going to be taking on one half of Tabernacle Team, Matthew Saint-Jacques. Tyson Dukes faces a brand new challenger at Smash Wrestling, Pepper Parks. If you haven't seen him, you're going to see him. It's going to be a phenomenal match, folks. Once again, check out www.smash-wrestling.com for your ticketing info. It's one of those days, I'm telling you. And more information on the matches and what's going down this Sunday, February 23rd at the 227 Lounge, 137 City View Drive in Etobicoke, Ontario. Definitely, definitely worth checking out. And then, let's not forget the following Friday, February 28th, there's going to be some nasty, nasty goings-on in Kingston, Ontario. Ontario Championship Wrestling presents Snow Brawl. Advance tickets are on sale now. They're available by messaging Ontario Championship Wrestling Facebook page, texting 613-888-3897 or 613-540-5829. Some of the matches that have been announced so far. Well, so far they've only got one match announced, but it sounds like it's going to be a great one. For the OCW Extreme Championship, Flex Rollins, the Extreme Champ, versus Big Shug, Sean McMillan. We're pretty familiar with Big Shug around here. You're going to want to check that out. It's going to be basically just a whole night of Team OCW and Team America. And OCW management are just going to be smashing hits together all night long. That's Friday night, February 28th at the Lions Club of Kingston. 824 John Counter Boulevard in Kingston, Ontario. Be sure and be there. Get your tickets. Check it out. It's going to be a good one. And, of course, March 1st, our good friends at Big Time Pro Wrestling present March Madness Live Pro Wrestling. Saturday, March 1st, 2014, as always, at the Rideau-Carlton Raceway, 4837 Albion Road in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Doors open at 6:30. Bell time's at 7. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Kids 12 and under get in for $10. Or you can get a family pack, which is two adults and two kids, for $30, but that's advance only. Advance tickets can be purchased at the Comic Book Shop, 228 Bank Street and 1400 Clyde Avenue in Ottawa. And, of course, at the Rideau-Carlton Raceway, lower level, 4837 Albion Road on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 7 to 9:30. Or by phone at 613-276-8889 or by email at tickets@bigtimeprowrestling.ca. I'm going to put all this up on my own Facebook page for your edification, folks, so you can check it out. So don't be concerned if you missed it the first time around. Schedule for March 1st. We're going to see Dustin Biggs versus Zeddy Breeze versus Jeff Fury. Oh, my goodness. We haven't seen Dustin Biggs in big time in a little while. Should be a good one, folks. Newcomer Pat Persuasi. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Nobody tells me anything around here. Versus Cecil Nix, a standby in big time. Hasn't been seen in a little while. He's back. Former guest of the show, Eddie Sapalucci and Bradford Montague are teaming up to take on the Wonder Twins. We're going to see that champion of chops, Thunder, taking on Decker LeDuc. Oh my goodness, folks, a true battle of the big men if ever there was one. We're going to see if Thunder can chop down that big tree that is Decker LeDuc. Channing Decker returns again versus that wily Scott, Derek Hamilton. The Big Time Pro Wrestling Young Guns Championship is on the line as Brett McLeod looks to take back his championship from the current champ, Crimson X. I'll have more on how that happened on next week's show, so I'm going to shut up about that for now. And finally, the Big Time Pro Wrestling Championship. Magic Mary O'Brien takes on the champ, Joshua James. Also appearing, Michael Von Payton, Randy Barry, and many more. Card is always a subject to change. BigTimeProWrestling.ca or check them out on Facebook. And finally, more good friends of ours, Mecha Pro Wrestling presents their Fight for Equality. Of course, it's a TV Kojiko taping. It's a benefit show for Community Living Glengarry. All proceeds from the ticket sales and the 50-50 draw go to Community Living Glengarry. And I'll post you a link on my Facebook page so you can check out what they're all about as well. Saturday, March 8th, 2014 at the Agora Catholic Center in Cornwall, Ontario. Doors open at 6:15. Bell times is at 7. Ticket prices are $12 in advance, $40 for a family four-pack, or $15 at the door. You can get your tickets in advance at Nativity Bowling, 301 McConnell Avenue, 613-933-0590, or by calling Maurice Dupel at 613-577-2740. And, of course, the official card is just, oh, it's amazing. Shooter Storm versus Crimson X. Shooter Storm is still around. He's still anxious, and he's still angry to get some vengeance here on the people in Mecha Pro Wrestling and to show why he deserves to be back in Mecha Pro. Catalyst versus Ray Steele. KL Shock versus CJ Felony. Derek Hamilton, the pound-for-pound champ, takes on Zeddy Breeze for his title. Magic Mary O'Brien versus Decker the Axeman LeDuc, or what's left of him after Thunder gets through with him the previous week. A non-title tag team match. My goodness, the Hunks are doing a lot of these non-title championship matches lately. I wonder why. A team called the Fraternity versus the Incredible Hunks. So that should be very interesting to see what the Fraternity's got under their belts and if the Hunks are going to be able to handle it. A grudge match. Former VIP, stablemates, and good close personal friends. Joey Valentine is going to go up against the Rage Randy Barry. And there's definitely some scores and some issues to be settled there, so you're going to want to check that out as well. And, of course, the main event, folks, a 15-superstar battle royal, the winner of which earns a shot at the Mecha Pro Wrestling heavyweight title. I don't know what to tell you, folks. Everybody and his grandmother is going to be in that battle royal, and if you're a fan of battle royals, this is definitely one to check out. So don't forget, folks, that's Mecha Pro Wrestling, Saturday, March 8th, 2014, at the Agora Catholic Center, 301 McConnell Avenue in Cornwall, Ontario. It's a benefit show for Community Living Glengarry. All proceeds from the ticket sales and the 50-50 draw go to the charity. So, I guess that about wraps it up for another unfathomable episode of the Apex Radio Show. Before I let you guys go, I want to thank once again my awesome guest, Mr. Bryce Remsberg. Thank you for your time, your patience, and your sense of humor. I just want to let you guys know to check in again with us next week, because next week is going to be part two of my two-show wrap-up that is long overdue from the December show of Big Time Pro Wrestling, the finals. So you're going to want to check that out. I got some great clips, some great interviews, and I'm going to let you all in on what happened in case you missed it. So until next time, and until I manage to get that thrown together and posted up for you, be sure and listen to Apex Radio as always, because as you know, Apex Radio
helps build strong bodies eight ways.
I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are making
chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. I said, the boys are back in town. 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 Spread the word. Blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.